वी विल स्टार्ट द रिकॉर्डिंग। Hare Krishna everyone, welcome to Bhakti Sangha Chepa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Sanatan Dharma Prabhu to enlighten us on topic of Srimad Bhagavatam 5th canto 7th chapter verse 6 onwards. I would like to hand over the call to Tiffany Mataji for the introduction of Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, His Grace Sanatan Dharma Prabhuji is a disciple of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. Prabhuji has been practicing Krishna consciousness for more than 12 years. He is a brahmachari from ISKCON Pune, and Prabhuji studied BTech at National Institute of Technology in Trichy and knows many different languages. His current practices include area management and project development head in areas around Pune. Prabhuji is a counselor, youth and corporate preacher, congregation preacher, and secretary at Voice Organization. He is also a remote mentor for the new Vedic Cultural Center at the Pune Temple. And he also would very much appreciate it if everyone would turn their cameras on. Hare Krishna.
The last point of Tiffany Mataji was the best part of my introduction. Because I really have this weakness. I cannot speak when people's cameras are off. I can only speak when they're on. Because that's what really inspires me to speak Srimad Bhagavatam. So I really mean it from the bottom of my heart. If devotees can kindly appear to grace this wonderful occasion. Yes, I can only see Nama of devotees. We want to have Nama, Rupa, if not Guna and Leela. Yes. So devotees come, it will be very nice. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Many of them have turned on the videos.
Thank you, Prabhu. Dear
Govind Prabhu, Srinivas Prabhu. Thank you. Suresh Varsham Prabhu, right? He's written ISKCON Charlotte. Padma yes, Mataji. Thank you. Radharani Mataji. Thank you all for turning on videos. All right. So this is going to be a very, very big verse because sometimes we find the verses are big. The translation is big and the purports are also big, right? Sometimes we find big translation, small purport. Small translation, big purport. Now here translation and purport both are big. So I guess we will directly, right away, we will start our discussion after offering prayers. So let's all together offer prayers. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Melitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Desha Tarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhobhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Garoti Vachalam Bangam Nangai Tegiram Yat Kripatamaham Mande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Shri Chaitanya Mishwaram Paramananda Madhavam Hare Krishna. Thank you all the devotees for coming for the class, Srimad Bhagavatam class that we are having. And I'd like to especially thank those devotees who have turned on their videos. And I'll also be very thankful and grateful to devotees who are considering to turn on the videos right now. Because that really helped me to relate and connect personally with the forum. Hare Krishna. So we are on Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5. Chapter 7, we'll just stick to today's verse because it's very huge. And I was going through, well, it's very big and it's going to speak about one particular theme which is hammered repeatedly by Srila Prabhupada. So we'll go for the shloka. Sampracharatsu nana yageshu virachitanga kriyeshva purvam yattat kriya phalam dharmakyam pare brahmani yajna purushe sarva devata linganam Mantranam Arthaniyam Kataya Sakshat Kartari Paradevatayam Bhagavati Vasudeva Eva Bhavayamana Atmanai Punya Mridita Kashayo Havishva Advaryubhir Grihyamaneshu Sa Yajamano Yajna Bhajo Devamstan Purushavaya Veshu Abhyadhyayat. Hare Krishna. We'll directly go to the translation. After performing the preliminaries of various sacrifices, Maharaj Bharat offered the results in the name of religion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev. In other words, he performed all the yajnas for the satisfaction of Lord Vasudev, Krishna. Maharaj Bharat thought that since the demigods were different parts of the Vasudev's body, he controls those who are explained in the Vedic mantras. By thinking in this way, Maharaj Bharat was freed from all material contamination such as attachment, lust, and greed. When the priests were about to offer the sacrificial ingredients into the fire, Maharaj Bharat expertly understood how the offering made to different demigods was simply an offering to the different limbs of the Lord. For instance, Indra is the arm of the Supreme Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Surya is his eye. Thus, Maharaj Bharat considered that the oblations offered to different demigods were actually offered unto different limbs of Lord Vasudeva. Hare Krishna. So very, very happy to be with all of you once again. And thank you all so much for joining in for today's Srimad Bhagavatam class. So there is this one question which always is there, which is very much prevalent, at least may not be in the West, in India. And that is about demigod worship. Because there is a belief that let's maintain healthy relationship with everybody. We never know who will come to use when. So we let us have healthy, good relationship with Ganesh ji, with Shiva, with Kartikeya, with Durga Maya, Durga Mata. Let's have a relationship with everybody. We'll go and invest everywhere. So there are people who every day go to some or the other temple. On Monday, they may go to some temple, Hanuman temple. Another day, Shiva temple. Another day, they may go to some other temple. So all varieties of temples we want to go every day. Yes. So we want to have good relationship with everybody. Right? We don't want to disappoint anyone. So now this is going to speak about devotees and demigod worship. What is exactly the attitude of a pure devotee? Like Bharat Maharaj, we all know, his father himself, Rishabhdev, had told that in every aspect, Bharat is perfect. Whether it be in worldly dealings, or in purity of heart, in maturity, or in bhakti, Bharat is the best. Therefore, I instruct all my 99 sons to kindly follow Bharat. This is what is the instruction he gave. You all remember? We just read. So now Bharat is observed doing demigod worship here. But this is clarified very beautifully. Now I would like to ask all of you. There are two examples given. Indra is compared to the arms in the form of limbs of Vasudev, the arms of Vasudev. The second example is given as Surya is compared to the eyes. Okay. But Surya is only one eye. Which is the second eye? Now you all have to type, or you can even unmute and speak. There's going to
Chandra
be a small quiz.
Chandra.
Yes. Anadi Madhyanta Mananta Viryam Ananta Bahu Shashi Surya Netram. So Lord has a hot eye and he has a cold eye. Two kinds of eyes. Can you imagine? Can you check the temperature of your eyes? Yeah, both are almost of the same temperature. Same. Tiffany Mathi is checking. Yeah, actually the sun is the hot eye of the Lord and moon is the cold eye. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Mayadhyakshena Prakritihi Suyatesa Characharam. So I glance on this material world and thus maintain this material world. I direct this material world. So what does the sun do? What are the functions of the sun? One eye, the hot eye. Hot eye, what is the function? Yes. Anyone?
To illuminate.
Yes. That cold eye also illuminates. Yes, you're
it's
right.
Very hot.
Okay. Hot, other one cools. Okay, that is obvious. Hot and cool. Yes, Gaur Prabhu. You wanted to say something. Gaurdas Prabhu? No, okay. What does the sun do?
Prakash.
That's what she said, illuminate. Illumination both do. One is a morning light, one is the evening light. There's heat, there's cold. Yes? Anybody? How does he glance on the Prakriti and make this happen?
He impregnates.
He impregnates? Well, you're right, but that impregnation is done by Mahavishnu. He impregnates Mahavishnu. Life, yes, both sustain life. Actually, the sun gives, in one sense, the plants, they also need sunlight. Photosynthesis, we studied something. it's a sunlight, right? And they need moonlight also. Yes. The moonlight gives juice. They give juices. Yeah, juice. Right. Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Shushitala. Yeah, you're right. Moon is the cold eye. Moon gives out cold. So that way the vegetation, ultimately the life, we all depend on what? We all depend on vegetation. Without rains, there cannot be grains. Without grains, there cannot be human civilization. Correct? We hear this. So the grains are given by the hot and cold eye. Both have a role to play. Maya Adhyakshena Prakriti. Okay. Who takes care of, who are the legs? If Indra is the arms, who are the legs of the Supreme Lord?
Shudras, Prabhuji.
Okay, in the Varnashram, Shudras come from the legs. You are right, Anita Mataji. But which demigod? Because now we are discussing which demigods are the different parts of the Supreme Lord. So which demigod from the legs? Anyone? Yes. Who?
Varun Dev.
No.
Shiva.
The demigod from the legs is Upendra. Vamanadev. Upendra. Okay. Mouth. Today's quiz, we are going to learn all these things.
Agni
Dev?
Yes.
Agni Dev, you're right. Agni, the mouth. That is why we offer oblations, the Yajna to the Om Indraya Swaha, Idam Namaha, Varunaya Swaha, Idam Namaha. So Agni.
Hmm?
So Agni Dev. Yeah, so Agni Dev is the mouth. You're right. Okay. Then tongue?
Hmm?
Tongue. Mouth is different, tongue is different.
I don't know.
Tongue is Varuna Dev.
Oh,
juices, water, right? And ears is Dig Devatas, the directions. That there are 10 directions. So Dig Devatas are the ears. And then there is the genitals, Prajapati, and the rectum. That part is actually Mitra, the demigod Mitra. So like that, everybody is there. So all demigods make up the limbs. So whenever Bharat Maharaj oblation was offered, so he would meditate, oh, Indraya Swahaha Idam Namamaha. That's how the Yajna begins. That means this oblation is for Indra. This is not for me. That, oh, this oblation is being offered to the hand of the Supreme Lord. Okay. That's very nice. Hand of the Supreme Lord. So this was his whole mentality. Right? So now I would like to ask a question. A devotee goes to a demigod temple. Should the devotee visit? Yes or no? Should a devotee visit demigod temple or not?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Yes.
We can visit just to pray to get ahead in Krishna conscious. In that
yes.
way, we can go to demigod.
Arivol. Very nice. We can go. We can go to Lord Shiva's temple and say, Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu. You're the topmost Vaishnava. So let me also become a very wonderful Vaishnava. That even Vibhishana, we see in Ramayana, he also prayed. He prayed to Brahmaji. When Brahmaji was asking boons, other three siblings of Vibhishana asked dangerous boons. Ravana, Kumbhakaran, Shurpanaka, their boons were deadly and dangerous. On the other hand, he asked for Krishna Bhakti. Even like gopis, Gaurdas Prabhu is saying, like gopis, what they did. Gopis also worship Katyayini. But they worship Katyayini because they wanted Krishna as their husband. And actually, Katyayini should be worshipped for getting a good husband. So they worship Krishna with that purpose. So whatever demigod worship is done, we should see that they are administrative servants of Krishna. They are the different limbs of Krishna. And thus we should ask things only related to Krishna. Otherwise, we should not ask. So this is the consciousness we learn from Bharat Maharaj. All right. So now I'll just give you a glance through the purport. It's really huge. I don't know how much we are going to cover, but let's just go ahead. We'll try. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The Supreme Personality of Godhead says that as long as one does not develop the pure devotional service of Shravanam and Kirtanam, hearing and chanting, one must carry out his prescribed duties. This is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. Aru Rukshir Munir Yogam Karma Karanam Uchyate. In the beginning of the yoga ladder, when one is beginning one's process, one should do prescribed duties. And why to do prescribed duties? Well, because the prescribed duties are to be done, Krishna mentions, because one is having impure senses. When we do prescribed duties, our senses get purified. And when senses get purified, we become qualified for jnana, knowledge. And when we accept jnana, knowledge, our mind becomes purified. And when our mind becomes purified, we become qualified for dhyana, that is meditating on Paramatma. Then one performs dhyana yoga, then what happens? One's intelligence becomes purified. After intelligence becomes purified, what happens? Then one is qualified for bhakti. Then one takes bhakti yoga, and by that false ego is purified. Mukti ritva anyatha rupam sarupena vyavasthitihi. Then false ego is purified, true ego is initiated, and that true ego is Jivera Swarupuhoi Krishnera Nityadas. So this is the very gradual process of yoga ladder. Start with karma yoga, purify senses, and etc. etc. But in the beginning, karma is required. Now if we tell everybody, all of you here, many of you I see are grahastas, we tell you, no more job. Krishna consciousness is the only job. How many of you will be a little afraid to take this instruction? Please allow us to do some job. We need to maintain family. Come on, be like Srivas Thakur. Three times clap, Prasad will come to your doorstep. Srivas Thakur had that faith. He never went for job. He never went to earn. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, come on, you're such a big family. Shripati, Shrinidhi, Shriram Pandit, Srivas Pandit, four brothers. You're staying so nicely and day and night you do Sankirtan. What is this? He said, yes, Krishna. Oh Lord, you're maintaining us. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you're nicely maintaining us. So that much of faith we have not developed. Right? And he had faith. What to do? I'll just do 1, 2, 3. I clap 3 times, Prasad comes. From somewhere. I don't have to worry. So that is one reason. Another thing is our senses are not yet purified. We need engagement. We need engagement in order to purify the modes of nature we are having. So that is the reason karma is required initially. But what we have to do is because time is less. We cannot keep doing karma, then slowly jnana, then slowly dhyana, then finally bhakti. No, we don't do that. We start bhakti yoga right from the beginning. That is why Srila Prabhupada in his purports to Bhagavad Gita, wherever karma yoga is mentioned, he directly mentions bhakti yoga. Start. Don't wait. Don't waste your time. Kali Yuga time is very less. Prayan alpa ayusha sabhye kalau asmin yuge jana. Alpa ayusha. You don't have much time left. Start chanting Hare Krishna right from the first chapter. Start. Do bhakti yoga. Even when Krishna is explaining dhyana yoga, Prabhupada writes in the purport, my dear listeners, this is not practical. Arjuna is going to reject it later. You start bhakti yoga. So acharyas save our time like this, right? So at our stage we do our prescribed duties along with bhakti. And who is qualified to give up prescribed duties? That is also mentioned. Yoga rudaiva tasyeva kshama karanam uchyate. Person who is completely purified his existence is a jivan mukta. He has nothing to do. But Krishna mentions, Arjuna, there were great souls like Janak Maharaj. He was a perfected being, but still he performed prescribed duties. Why, you know? In order to inspire others. Lokka sangraham evaye. Yes, in order to inspire others, still perform prescribed duties. Others will be inspired. So Krishna keeps good devotees in order to keep others inspired. Okay. So the ultimate goal is to develop taste in chanting and hearing and chanting, because that is what even Bhagavatam says. ధర్మస్వనిష్ఠిత పుంసాం విశ్వక్సేన కథాసూయ నోత్పాదేత్ యదిరితిం శ్రమ ఏవ హి కేవలం. అవర్ ప్రిస్క్రైబ్ డ్యూటీస్ వై వి ఎంగేజ్ అల్టిమేట్లీ ఇస్ టు డెవలప్ టేస్ట్ ఇన్ హియరింగ్ అండ్ చాంటింగ్. దట్స్ ద గోల్. ఇఫ్ దట్ ఇస్ నాట్ హ్యాపెనింగ్ దెన్ హరే కృష్ణ, సంథింగ్స్ రాంగ్, సంథింగ్స్ రాంగ్. అండ్ వై వి డూ ప్రిస్క్రైబ్ డ్యూటీస్ అత పుంబిర్ ద్విజశ్రేష్ఠ వర్ణాశ్రమ విభాగ సహ స్వానుతిష్ఠస్థ ధర్మస్య సంసిద్ధిర్ హరితోషణం. పీపుల్ ఇన్ ద వరల్డ్ డూ ప్రిస్క్రైబ్ డ్యూటీస్ ఫర్ కుటుంబ తోషణం, టు మెయింటైన్ వన్స్ ఫ్యామిలీ, బట్ ద గోల్ ఇస్ యాక్చువల్లీ హరితోషణం ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు మెయింటైన్ కృష్ణ. దాట్ ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు ప్రొటెక్ట్ కృష్ణ. వీ కెనాట్ మెయింటైన్ కృష్ణ, హీస్ ద మెయింటైన్. ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు ప్లీజ్ కృష్ణ, హరితోషణం, ప్లీజ్. దట్ ఈస్ వై వీ డూ ప్రిస్క్రైబ్ డ్యూటీస్. ఆల్ రైట్, లెట్ గో అహెడ్. Since Bharat Maharaj was a great devotee, one may ask why he performs so many sacrifices that are actually meant for karmis. Yes, what is happening here is karmakand. Yeah, it is karmakand. So why? Why is doing that? People also had a doubt. Why is Prabhupada wearing that ring? Astrology, when we go to astrologers, astrologers give ring, right? Wear sapphire, wear topaz, wear emeralds, wear rubies, wear diamonds. Wear lapis. So I know many more names. Corals, agates, beryls, jasper. I know many, many names like this. So wear all these rings, 10 rings and roam. All doshas will be satisfied. So Prabhupada also did wear. Why? I'll tell you after the purport. We read the purport. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, the fact was that simply he was following the orders of Vasudev. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. 18.66. Whatever you do, we should constantly remember Vasudev. People in general are addicted to offering obeisances to various demigods. But Bharat Maharaj simply wanted to please Vasudev. Yes, simply wanted to please Vasudev. So whatever he was doing, he was very clear. Sam Siddhir Haritoshanam. I want to please Vasudev through this activity. That is why he was externally engaged in the worship of demigods, knowing, but he knew that demigods are parts of Lord. We just discussed the different parts. Yes, the different parts. You know the teeth of Lord? Yama, death. He was biting the skulls of all the soldiers, right? Death. Arjuna was seeing the Virat Purush one by one. Karna skull, kadak, got crushed. Next, Shakuni skull, kadak. All the Dushtas, Duryodhan skull was getting crushed under teeth. Arjuna said, stop it, I don't want to see. I don't want to see this form. No, I want to see my wonderful friend again. This form is so ghastly, so ugly. Yes, Krishna is supremely beautiful. He can also be supremely ugly if he wishes to be in the form of Virat Purush. So Yamaraj is death. So why did Srila Prabhupada then wear all these rings? Why did he wear? He was asked by a disciple. Prabhupada, why do you wear this karmakand? This is karmakand, right? And all this stuff. You know what Prabhupada said? I'm engaging the demigods in Krishna service. Prabhupada could do that. I'm giving them also an opportunity to engage in Krishna service by serving a pure devotee. Prabhupada can say that. We cannot. Right? Okay. Going ahead. So that is the whole point. He was very clear from the beginning that by this I am pleasing Vasudev. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. Bhoktaram, I am the enjoyer of what? Anybody who is doing Yajna, I am enjoying the results of Yajna. Tapasya, I am enjoying it. And all planetary system, everything in the creation, yes, the whole material world is created for enjoyment. For Krishna's enjoyment, not our enjoyment. For Krishna's enjoyment. That's what he says in the Bhagavad Gita. Anyone knows this, we'll attain peace. This is called peace formula. 5th chapter, 29th verse. Bhoktaram yajna tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram suhridam sarva bhutanam nyatva mam shanti mrichati. A person gets peace. Okay. A yajna may be carried out to satisfy a particular demigod. But when the yajna is offered to the yajna purusha, Narayana, the demigods are satisfied. Yeah. If you see the 4th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, verse number 25th onwards, there are different yajnas which are enumerated. So our Sureshwar Swami Prabhu always asks this question. Prabhuji, yajna and tapasya, what is the difference? He always used to ask me this question. So then I showed him the verse. I told tapasya is also one type of yajna. It's called tapo yajna. Right? And there's another yajna which is called deva yajna. That means there are yajnas for demigods exclusively. And somebody who does that, what will happen? Yanti deva vrata devan. That person will go to that demigod's abode after death. But do we want to go there? Why not? There are beautiful gardens. You can do unlimited sense gratification for at least 10,000 years and there's no karma. It's allowed. It's completely allowed there. You can do it. No problem, right? So that is what Deva Yajna. Deva Yajna is going to the planet of demigods and enjoying there. Finishing off one's punya. That's why one goes there. Doing Deva Yajna. There are so many things like this described in the Shastras. And this is at only the less intelligent people. Yami mam pushpitam vacham pravadanti avipashchitaha avipashchitaha. Those are not intelligent. Very less intelligent. Veda vadarata partha nanyadasti idi gamidaha. Kama atmana swargapara janma kalma fadaprada kriya vishesha bhulam bhoga aishwarya gatim prati. By attachment to bhoga and aishwarya, they try to go there for heavenly enjoyment. But after some years means something like 10,000 years, etc. One is kicked out and sent. Shine punye martya lokam vishanti. It's not something which is permanent. And also the asuras keep attacking the demigods quite often. And that time all the demigods along with their followers, worshippers, everybody's kicked out. Get out. There's no more your place. And the asuras, they occupy. So there's no permanent settlement out there. It's a very temporary setup. But actually the real yajna is yajno vai vishnuhu. It is to satisfy Vishnu. And when this is done, all the demigods automatically become satisfied. Just like demigods are what? Different limbs of Lord, right? They're different limbs of Lord. So when the whole is satisfied, the parts automatically get satisfied. Yata ataror moola nishechanena tripyanti tatskanda bujopashaka pranopahara chayatendriyanam tataiva sarvahanam achyutejya. You water the root of the tree, the whole tree becomes satisfied. You feed the stomach, the belly, all the limbs become active and satisfied. Similarly, you worship Krishna, all the demigods automatically become satisfied. That is yajna. Satisfy Lord, automatically everybody else is satisfied. That's the right way of doing it. If you just directly try to worship demigods, satisfy them, that's called dambhena avidipurvakam. That's not the right way. So the purpose of doing any yajna also is bhoktaram yajna tapasam. Ultimately to please Vishnu. One may perform them in the name of different demigods or directly. If we directly offer oblations to Supreme Lord, the demigods are automatically satisfied. If we water the root of the branches, I already explained this. Then we water the roots of the branches, twigs, fruits and flowers are automatically satisfied when you water the root of the tree. When one offers sacrifices to different demigods, one should remember that the demigods are simply parts of the bodies of Supreme. And what all parts? We saw that already. If we worship the hand of a person, we intend to satisfy the person himself. If we massage a person's legs, we do not really serve the legs, but the person who possesses the legs, right? So we address a person. So now we have here, okay, let me see. Ishu? Your name is Ishu? Ishu Joshi.
Adi.
Your name is Adi?
Yes.
Okay, so Adi. Naam kya bhi batao?
Naam.
What's your name?
Ishu Joshi.
Ishu Joshi.
Adi.
Okay, Ishu Joshi. That's your name. Okay, fine. So now Ishu Joshi is here. Ishu. Now Ishu is going... And his hand is turning the knob and opening a door. So do we say Ishu's hand opened the door or do we say Ishu opened the door? Yes, Ishu's hand opening the door is not correct. It's not the right English. Any English professor here? Somebody having done some kind of education in English out here? Anybody? No, you're all science students? Yes, Mataji's English honors? Anita Mataji? You turned on.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Yeah.
No, I just wanted to say it will be told only for the person only, not for the yes. Limbs which we...
So this is common sense. You don't have to be BA, MA in English to understand all this stuff. We know it's common sense. Ishu Joshi's hand didn't open the door. Ishu Joshi opened the door. Although he's using his fist to be precise. Only that part and he's going to open it. His fingers, rather fingers opened. We never say Krishna's little finger lifted Govardhan Hill. Krishna lifted the Govardhan Hill. Girivara Dhari. Not that little finger Dhari. We don't do that. That's common sense. So similarly, all works done, Krishna mentions this, all works done even by the demigods, they are just simply the limbs. It's ultimately being done by Krishna only. So all the demigods are different parts of the Lord, and if you offer service to them, we actually serve the Lord himself. The demigod worship is mentioned in Brahma Samhita. Really? Wow, that's so nice. But actually the shlokas advocate the worship of Supreme Personality of Godhead. For instance, let's see this sloka. Shrishti Stiti Pralaya Sadhana Shakti Reka Chaye Vayasya Bhuvanani Bhimarati Durga Ichchanurupam Apiyasya Chachesta Chesta Tesa Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So Shrishti means creation, Stiti means maintenance, and Pralaya means destruction. This is the sadhana. For whom? For the Shakti. And but the Shakti is Chayeva Yasya. Bhubanani Bibarti Durga. She is Durga. Chayeva. For example, you see some, how many of you have seen shadows on the wall? People make, right? So this kind of thing. They make birds. They make dog like this. There's also one kind of a parrot. Something like this they make. It comes very nicely on the wall. They make shadows and some kind of pictures. So the shadows are there. That means it has to be sure. If the shadow is existing, the object has to be coming in front of a light source. Without that, there cannot be shadow. So Durga is called here as Chayeva Yasya Bhuvanani Bibarti Durga, because it is actually Krishna who does the movement, and Durga is just the Chaya who is imitating those movements, like a shadow imitating the movement. She is just imitating it. She is just reflecting what Krishna is trying to project. So ultimately, Chaya, she is the Chaya. Radharani is Jaya and Durga is Chaya. Jaya means internal potency. Chaya means shadow. That's the external potency. So is this verse recommending worship to Durga? No, Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I do bhajan of whom? Govinda. And how do I acknowledge her? I acknowledge her as Chaya of Krishna, or the external energy of Krishna. That's how I acknowledge Durga. So that way even Ganesh ji is worshipped. Yat pada pallava yudam vinibhaya kumba. That way even Shiva is there. Yes, shiram yata dadi vikara vishesha yoga. So Shiva is mentioned, even our Ganesh is mentioned. But why? Ultimately Ganesh is nothing but he is accepting the lotus feet of Lord on his trunk, and that is how he's getting the power, he's getting the ability to become Vignaharta, to destroy all the Vignas or the obstacles that come on the path. That's why people worship Ganesh. Sukaharta, Dukkaharta, Varta, Vignashi. We want to get rid of all the impediments that come in our path to do our work, daily work. That's why they first worship Ganesh. But where is he getting the ability? He's getting the ability from to destroy all the Vignas. That if we see the wonderful background picture of Her Grace Vinita Gandharvika Mataji. Can you all see that? Amazing. See that? Her background picture. So there you will understand that he is giving the ability, because Ganesh ji is a pure devotee of Narasimhadev Bhagwan Ki Jai. He's pure devotee. And it's Narasimhadev who gives the ability to Ganesh. Otherwise, Ganesh cannot go. Similarly, Shiva. Shiva is who? Curd. But how does curd come? Which tree manufactures curd? Quiz. Let's see who answers this. Which tree gives curd? Some are laughing at this question. Some others are trying to Google it out. Which tree gives curd? We don't know.
Curd comes from milk, Prabhuji.
Yes. Well. Curd comes from milk. So that milk is Krishna. Without milk, there cannot be curd. Milk is Krishna, Shiva is curd, and there cannot be curd without milk. So Krishna is the source of Shiva. That's how every demigod is connected in Brahma Samhita. But what is the conclusion of all Brahma Samhita? How many of you know the Brahma Samhita by heart fully? Okay, Vinita Mataji knows. Okay. How many of you know 25% of the Brahma Samhita by heart? Everybody, yes, we all know 25%. All you have to remember is Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. We know 25% of the Brahma Samhita. We just have to recite that. Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham. So that is the conclusion. Even if you don't know other verses, ultimately the conclusion is Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So if we know this, that's it. There's nothing else. Vasudeva Saramamiti Sa Mahatma Sudurlabha. It's very rare to find a person who knows Vasudeva is everything. That's what is indicated in Brahma Samhita. That's the conclusion of Brahma Samhita. So every verse that he speaks, every science that he speaks, every philosophy, every proof, Brahmaji finally concludes it with Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. That's all. I want to worship Govinda, who is the original person. All right. This is the verse we already took in the beginning, that how Krishna glances upon the Prakriti. And under Krishna's direction, the Prakriti, Suyatesa, Chara, Achara. Both moving and non-moving beings are ultimately under Krishna's direction. Okay, let's move ahead. We should worship the demigods in that spirit. Because the goddess Durga satisfies Krishna, we should therefore offer respects to Durga. She satisfies, she's a Krishna Dasi. She satisfies Krishna by executing whatever orders he gives. And what is the thankless task that Durga does for Krishna? Who would like to tell me? The thankless task that she does. Anyone?
Keeps us in Maya.
Yes, that's right. Lalita Mataji, thank you. She very thoroughly tests that her master Krishna is approached only and only by sincere people. Those who are not sincere, she screens them off. No, you're not qualified. Don't go and disturb my Lord. So she thoroughly tests. That's a thankless task actually. To keep us with Maya. That's a task that she does for us. Have I told you the story of a boy who had a tuition teacher before in the Bhakti Japa Sangha? No? Okay, I'll tell it as well. So once there was a very, very naughty boy. Very naughty. And this guy, what he used to do? He never really did his homework. He used to never listen to his parents. His mom would tell him after coming from the school, please remove your shoes. Don't directly jump on the bed. Go and take a bath. Change your clothes. And come and have something. This guy wouldn't listen. No! He would directly go to his room, throw the bag on one side, and go jump directly on his bed, roll there, and pick up the smartphone and start playing games on the phone. He would do this. Mother would keep telling, beta, please do this, do that, do this. He would say, no. He used to lock himself up. He would lock himself up in the room and then just create trouble. Waking up for the school was very, very troublesome task. Mother's almost 1 hour, 1.5 hours used to go in just waking up. They say, wake up. Please, wake up. We have to go to school. The buses come. And this guy would really say, Mama, I want to sleep for more time. Go away. So like this was going on. Then mother, father decided we should do something to get this guy straight, to get him back on track. So what they do is they hire a tuition teacher. So next day the boy comes, throws his bag, gets into the room. He sees a lady. He sees a lady with a dark specs, having a very serious and a grave look on her face. She's watching him. And he comes inside and he is shocked. He's taken aback. Well, I just somehow dodged the teachers in the school. Who is this lady? She also looks like a teacher. How do I dodge her? He was thinking. He says, just go get your bag. Come here. Be a good boy now. And come and do your homework. I'm going to be a teacher, tuition teacher. She says, oh, after all, tuition teacher. All right. So he goes to his piggy bank, takes out a dollar and gives it to her. And she takes the dollar. He thought he could bribe her so easily. She takes it. She gives a smile, keeps the dollar and gives him a tight slap. Pat! Oh, my God. Get inside there. Get the shower. Hit the shower. Come back and do your studies. And this guy said, "You, my dollar, you're not going to get that back. You're going to get this one again." No. I'll go. Again. And this guy comes out. He's doing his homework. He's troubled. He goes, tells his father. She's very strict. Father says, "No, well, you deserve it." And how long the father is going to keep this tuition teacher? till the time this fellow doesn't repent and rectify his mistakes. He doesn't restate himself to be a very sincere boy. Then the parents every day observe this guy. Okay, he's getting better. He's getting sincere. He's becoming responsible. He doesn't need further micromanagement. And afterwards, this guy has completely become a good boy. Then his parents say, the tuition teacher, now we don't need you anymore. Thank you so much. We hired you. You may go now. So till the time a living entity gives up the mischievous mentality to become proprietor, controller, and enjoyer, till that time, Maya Devi will thoroughly chastise this person. She acts. And then later on, when the living entity is rectified, the mentality, then she gives up the living. Okay, fine. Now I leave you. You are directly under Krishna. Mahatmanastu mam partha daivim prakriti mashrita. Bhajanti ananya manaso gyatma bhutadim. So moment we do ananya bhajan. Ananya means without worshipping anybody else, not other demigods. And ananya also means just fixity on Krishna. That kind of bhajan we do, then we are under daivi prakriti. Then no more tuition teacher. We are under parents. Right? We just remain under parents. Radha Krishna. Otherwise, we need the tuition teacher. And that thankless task is done by Maya Devi. Because Lord Shiva is nothing but Krishna's functional body, we should therefore offer respects to Lord Shiva. Similarly, we should offer respects to Brahma, Agni, and Surya. There are many offerings to different demigods, and one should always remember that these offerings are usually meant to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead only. Right? So Bharat Maharaj did not aspire to receive some benediction from the demigods. Usually, why do people go to demigods? Kamais taste ritagyana prapadhyante anya devata. Because their hearts are full of all lusty desires. To fulfill those lusty desires, they go to the demigods. But this was not the case with Bharat Maharaj. He did not have lusty desires. He had desires only to please Krishna. And that's why he approached the demigods as approaching them as the limbs of Krishna. Yeah. His aim was to please the Supreme Lord. In Mahabharata, among the thousands of names of Vishnu, it is said, Yajna Bhuk, Yagdya Krit, Yajna. So this is what? Yajna Bhuk, Yajna Krit, and Yajna. Yajna Bhuk means a person who, the offerings of Yajna, he accepts. Yajna Bhuk. Yajna Krit means who does the Yajna. Itself. That is also Supreme Lord. And the very embodiment of Yajna is also the Supreme Lord. Okay, this is mentioned in the next line also. Enjoyer of Yajna, the performer of Yajna, and the Yajna itself. Yajna Bhuk, Yajna Krit, Yajna. That is mentioned in the Vishnu Sahasranam. The Supreme Lord is the performer of everything, but out of ignorance, the living entity thinks that he is the actor. Once there was a person really upset with the Supreme Lord. I'm really upset. This guy was a farmer. And he said, I really have to work so hard. I really have to work so hard. I have to go and I have to till the land and I have to sow the seeds. And there's a lot of hard work involved. So he complains to God. Why have you made this creation so difficult? Lord said, oh, really? I've made it difficult? Now you tell me, what is your part? He said, so I have to, really till the land. I have to sow the seeds. All right. Who gave you the seeds? You. Who gave you the land? You. Well, who gave you the instruments to till the land? You. Who gave you the body? You. Who is giving the rains? You. Who is giving the ability for the soil, so the seeds to germinate? You. Who is giving the ability for the soil to provide all the resources? You. Who is making the plants grow? You. Who creates the fruits? You. Who transforms the earth into juicy substances? You. And finally, you take it. And you eat it. Who gives you the ability to chew? You. Who gives you the ability to digest? You. So what do you do? He said nothing. I'm so sorry. Yeah. He said that. Oh, well, I really do nothing compared to what you do. Well, you're great. Yajna Bhuk, Yajna Krit. Yajna is also, eating is also Yajna, right? So you really do everything. You're the real, this is one way to see things. That ultimately Krishna has done everything for us. After we put in the food, do we have to worry? You see, you find somebody. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, what are you doing? I'm digesting my food. Please wait. Don't disturb. Come on. You just put the food inside. You don't have to worry what's happening. And Krishna is doing it. Aham Vaishvanaro Bhuta Pranami Hadevinam. What does he say? Prana apana samo yuktva pachami anna chaturvidam. Four types of food. We don't even know four types of food exist. Yes? Sucking, licking, chewing, drinking. Four types of foods. Pachami anna chaturvidam. So he digests that. Krishna takes care of everything. We don't even know what's happening after that. How the food is going to get converted into energy. We don't have to worry about it. We just have to put it in and be detached. So how much of the work Krishna is, this is one way of thinking it. Second way of thinking that how Krishna is the doer, he's the actor, is how does living entity behave in this world? There is called a super triangle. I would like to draw this triangle for all of you. I will disable the annotations so that, okay, the host has to disable annotation in case there are more drawings.
Yes, so it is already disabled. We have children's classes.
Yeah, children classes. As soon as you put the screen, you'll start seeing all varieties of this drawing. People scribble like this immediately. This is what happens. There's a triangle. Okay. I'm going to draw this. Two arrow. Okay. So who do we have? Krishna has two energy. He has Prakriti, who is the inferior energy. This is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita 7.4. Bhumirapanalo ayukham manobuddhireva chahankaramiti yamme bina prakriti rashtada. And also Maya Devi. The Prakriti, nature. This is all mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Is Jiva, the living entity. Is the superior energy. The whole second chapter talks about this. And above both these energies, Ishwara, who is controller of both. So I asked, who is anybody with MBA or MA? Anybody with degree in science? BSc, MSc? Nobody? Okay, no science students also. Then what did you all study? I really am eager to know now. You must be engineers. Okay, there's one science student. Okay. Padma Mataji, you're a science student? Yes. MSc?
Yes, Prabhu.
What is the full form of MSc?
Masters of Science.
Masters of Science. But who becomes Master of Science? Who knows this MSc? Which I'm going to tell right now. M for Matter. S for Spirit. And C for Controller of Both. So one who knows this is real MSc. The other MSc course teaches you only about Matter. But that is one-sided knowledge. But we should know about all. Matter, spirit and controller of both. So that is the real MSc. That person becomes MSc. All right. So now what does the living entity do? The living entity can only do one thing. That is desire. So living entity desire. And he only desires and he don't know, doesn't know who is going to take care of his desire. That's it. But it's Ishwara who is the Upadrishta Anumanta. Upadrishta means he's the overseer of the desire. Our desires are being heard. And Anumanta, if we deserve as per karma, if we deserve it, this is a checking station. It's going to check if the jiva actually deserves to for the desire to be fulfilled. Then it is Ishwara who forwards the desire to Prakriti. Oh, Prakriti, execute this. And Prakriti is the instrument. Yantra Rudani Maya. You hear na? Ishwara Sarva Bhutani. So you can read this verse also, 18.61. Brahmayan Sarva Bhutani, Yantra Rudani Maya. So it's Krishna. Ishwara Sarva Bhutanam Hriddesha Arjuna Tishtati. Is there in the heart. Brahmayan Sarva Bhutani Yantra Rudani Maya. So he operates this instrument and thus living entity's desire is able to be fulfilled. So who is actually doing everything? It's Ishwar. Living entity is only desiring like a helpless child. This is the meaning of this line of the purport. That's what Prabhupada is trying to tell us. So as long as we think we are the actors, we bring about karma bandhana. If we act for yajna, for Krishna, there is no karma bandhana. Yajnyartat karmano anyatra lokoyam karma bandhana. Work done as a sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed. Otherwise, work binds one to this material world. Hare Krishna. So work should be done as a sacrifice for Vishnu. How do we do work as sacrifice for Vishnu? We are coming together and spending this time for Krishna. We are investing our time, spending time. So our time is getting purified. That is Yajna. We are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So this Yajna is happening. This is Yajna Kunda. This is also Yajna. After we earn the result of our work, some part of it we offer to our whichever yatra we are connected to, we offer some part of it for the deities, seva, for the seva, for the sponsoring books for distribution. So that way, what is happening? That is also yajna. We are offering bhoga and accepting the prasad that comes. Yajna. Brahmarpanam, Brahmahavir, Brahmagnu, Brahmanahutam, Brahmaivatena gantavyam, Brahmakarma samudbhavaha. This is all yajna. So if we don't do with the consciousness that whatever I'm doing it for Krishna, we get karma bandhan. So this we have to be very careful. Following the instructions of Bharat Maharaj, we should act not for our personal satisfaction, but for satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is also said, Ashraddaya hutam dattam tapastaptam kritam chayat asad iti uchyate partha na chat tat pretya no iha. Yes, the sacrifice, austerities and charities, yajna, dana, tapa, performed without faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead are non-permanent. Regardless of whatever rituals are performed, they are called as asat, non-permanent. They are therefore useless both in this life and the next. So this is the conclusion of the 17th chapter. This is the last verse. And what is Shraddhaya then? Shraddhaya means that we are supposed to be offering the result to Krishna. I am doing it for Krishna's pleasure. I often give this example. Before going to companies, we all wear something like a dog tag or an identity card. We were going to schools, colleges, companies. We all wear an identity card. I card of the company. And then we go in and we swipe. We swipe there and then we are allowed entry. So if somebody asks us, who are we? Oh, we are actually an employee of such and such a company. Intel employee. Dell employee. Amazon employee. Microsoft employee. So people have identity. I'm an employee of this company. Correct? But what should be our identity? Our identity should be Krishna Das, Krishna Dasi. That should be our identity. Why do we wear Kantimala? Why? To try to understand this. Sarvasva tumara charne sampiya podechi tomara ghare tumito thakur tomara kukur. I am your dog, Krishna. Please take me wherever you want to. Hold me and take me. That's why we wear this Kantimala. Why do we apply Tilak? Because this body is a temple of Lord. This body is meant for worshipping you. It's an instrument of your worship. That's why we apply the Tilak. In 12 parts. 12 times in all directions. To invoke the presence of God everywhere. Om Keshavayanam, Om Narayanam, Om Madhavayanam, Om Govindayanam. 12 places. Everywhere. So that we become very conscious. We do that. So this is one, but still do we hold the identity? It's very difficult. So at the time of initiation, we even get names. Sanatan Dharma Das. You're a servant of the eternal principles of eternal religious principles. You're a servant. You're told. So at least we are while talking. What's your name? Previously, my name was Siddharth. My legal name, Siddharth Kumar. So after initiation, I became Sanatan Dharma Das. So each time I would say Sanatan Dharma Das, Sanatan Dharma Das, Sanatan Dharma Das, Sanatan Dharma Das. Oh my God. Das, 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 Das. Slowly we try to forget SDD. It comes into picture. It's very difficult to remember, we are servants. So what is the identity we carry within our heart? Not the card which is there outside. The identity behind the card, that's in our heart. While doing service, while doing our bhakti, that's what matters. That really matters. That will be freeing us from karma bandhana. We have the last paragraph and we have a few minutes left. We'll make it, don't worry. Kings like Maharaj Ambarish and many other Rajarshis who are pure devotees of the Lord simply pass their time in the service of the Supreme Lord. Yes. Ambarish Maharaj, we hear a section, right? How did he pass time? Savai Mana Krishna Padaravindayo. Despite, I couldn't imagine. I've been made the project head. I have 2-3 projects. And it's very tough each time. Well, class was going on, I got 6 SMS already. And 3 missed calls. Just in course of the class. And I put my itinerary very clearly there that I'm having a class with Bhakti Japa Sangha group. Still, I get calls and SMS. And it's going on now also. One more came. Hare Krishna. So I'm managing 2-3 projects is so tough. He was the king of the whole world. But yet, Savai Mana Krishna Padaravindayo, always thinking of Krishna's lotus feet. It's possible. One can do all responsibilities while being 24 hours Krishna conscious. Vachamsi Vaikunta Gunanu Varane used to glorify the spiritual world, Krishna. Karau Harir Mandira Marjanadishu, with his hands used to wash the temples of Lord. Shutim Chakar Achyuta Satkathodaye, with his ears used to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, like all of you, how wonderfully you're doing. Mukunda Langalaya Darshane Drishu, with his eyes, he used to take darshan of the lordships of Mukunda. Tadbritya Gartana Sparshenga Sammamam, his sense of touch, he used to touch the devotees. Granancha Tatpada Saroja Saurabhi, he used to smell the of flowers which are offered to the Supreme. That's how he used to engage his smell. Granam Tulasya Rasanam Tadarpi, they used to take the tulasi and honor it. Pado Rishikesha Padabhi Sarpane, he used to walk, despite being a king, he used to walk towards the temple of Lord. Not go in palanquin. Not going on horses or chariots, used to walk. That's amazing thing about Ambarishma. So that with every step, you used to do kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama
Rama, 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 Rama.
Hare, Hare Hare. Thank you, Isha Joshiji. It really inspired.
Thank you.
He got the energy back in the class. Everyone's, oh, what? Who's this? Thank you. So like this, he was chanting and walking. Shiro Rishikesha Padabhi Vandane. All the entire world used to bow down in front of him. Why? Because he was the king of the whole world. But his Shira, his head, Padabhi Vandane, used to bow it down in front of Lord. Kamam Chadasya Natu Kama Kamaya Yada Uttama Shloka Janashrayaratihi. He had conquered all his desires and just wanted to be a simple servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is Ambarish Maharaj. Like this, all Rajarishis used to like this. When a pure devotee executes some service through the agency of another person, he should not be criticized, for his activities are meant for the sacrifice of the Supreme Lord. What does it mean? A devotee may have a priest to perform some karmakanda. That's what Bharat was doing. He was not directly doing karmakanda. He did pure bhakti. But karmakanda, which may be required to set examples for the citizens, for that purpose. So for that, he engaged some priest. And that priest may not be a pure Vaishnava. But because the devotee wants to please the Supreme Lord, he should not be criticized. He should not be criticized. Right? So the word apurva is very, very significant. The results of actions of karma are called as apurva. When we act piously or impiously, immediate results do not ensue. You don't get immediately. We therefore wait for the results which are called as apurva. Just like you saw, you all do eat mangoes? Mangoes? Yeah, really?
Okay, even
mangoes are favorite here also. So you sow the mango. We don't sow actually. We only go to the shop and get cartons of mangoes. But actually, if we sow a mango, how much time does it take to grow? No idea, Prabhuji. We just go to the shop and get it. But does mango come in all seasons? No, it takes time. So it takes 1 year. So it is not that we just sow the seed and immediately the mango comes. It doesn't happen. Shama Gauri Mataji, you want to correct me? I don't know. I just guessed.
Prabhuji, you might be having new information, but my old information, it takes years to grow.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. It takes how many years to grow? Bata dijiye. I don't have new information. Artificially, people may be growing, but I'm just saying, how many years, roughly?
Actually, my grandfather had mangoes in his field, and it was such a weak tree, but he was saying this is baby tree and this is old tree, because that when I was little, that time he
started. I mean, he grew that mango. That's why he was saying.
It takes years. Thank you for correcting me, Ma. That's what good. We learned so many things from Vaishnavas. So I thought it's 1 year, right? This is speculation. But she has practical experience. It takes a lot of years. Next time I'll quote it that way. So even for a mango seed to fructify takes so many years. Similarly, for our karma to fructify also takes time. It takes time for that. So for our result for our actions, we don't get it immediately. And that's good. Imagine we commit a sin. We get instant reaction. It's all finished for us. In Mahaprabhu's time, people used to get instant mercy. Mahaprabhu's mercy, instantly they became pure devotees. So one devotee asked, what is this? Huh? Where is this? Very unfair. Huh? 500 years back when Mahaprabhu was there, people used to become instantly pure devotees. Yes, but instant aparad also they used to get. Gopal Chakravarti's nose fell down. His nose got cut when he offended Haridas Thakur immediately. So offenses were also instant. So we all have an opportunity. We all have opportunity. If you have committed some mistakes or offenses also, it takes time to fructify. Before that, let's rectify. Before seeds fructify, let us rectify. That is why there is time allotted for us. So let's take advantage of that time. All right, so it's called apurva. The results will manifest in the future. Before that, we can rectify. Even the smartas accept this apurva. Pure devotees simply act for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the results of their activities are spiritual or permanent. They are not like those of the karmis, which are non-permanent. So our results are permanent results. Eternal. Neha abhikramana shosti pratyavayoda vidyate swalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bayat. We have permanent result in whatever we do. Even little we do, it's permanent. Kata sangasya muktasya jnana avastita chetasah yajnaya acharata karma samagram praviliyate. The work of a man who is unattached to the modes of material nature and who is fully situated in transcendental knowledge merges entirely into transcendence. So this is possible. Kata sangasya muktasya. How is that possible? How is that possible? Yes, that is possible by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Evam prasanna manaso bhakti yoga prayojitah. In that, what is the final last verse? That particular verse says, I'll show you that verse also. Just by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, mukta sangasya jayate. Yes, evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogatah bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. So there's eventually Srimad Bhagavatam. These are all results of Srimad Bhagavatam. When you hear Srimad Bhagavatam, what happens? Yes, mukta sangasya jayate. You automatically become free from the three modes. So we are all hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. We become free from three modes and thus a devotee is always free from material contamination. Free from material contamination. Is fully situated in knowledge and therefore his sacrifices are intended for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of God. And because, see, in three modes of nature, Rajagun, Tamagun, Sattvagun, a person's desires are perverted. Perverted desires. Yeah. When a person is in ignorance, a person may have desires for violence, pride, anger, envy, such kind of, you know, desires one may have. Pride, anger, violence, envy, and a very separatist kind of desire. A person is in the mode of passion. His desires will be, okay, through this yajna, I'll increase my own fame. I'll increase my enjoyment. And I'll increase my opulence. So person in mode of passion, when he does yajna, this is his motive. And a person in goodness, if he does yajna, his goal is liberation. I want to be liberated. But when a pure devotee does yajna, a pure devotee's goal of doing yajna is simply to please Vasudeva. To please Krishna, nothing else. I'm so very sorry. I took 1 minute extra to conclude. So there is only one conclusion of this. My time management. I never thought I'll complete the purport. I somehow had to run today as galloping from one paragraph to another paragraph. But the whole purpose is only one thing. Ei Krishna bade sei bada chatur. Ei Krishna bhaje sei bada chatur. Anybody who's worshipping Krishna is really intelligent because that person is going to get everything. So that's why Bharat Maharaj, although externally, apparently may seem to be worshipping some demigods, but what is he actually doing? Actually, his desire is to please Krishna. And his consciousness is these demigods are different limbs of Krishna. That is the whole sum and substance of today's shloka. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for such a beautiful class. Prabhu, I have one question. First point that we started with the class that I forgot, the legs of
Upendra.
Upendra, okay.
Upendra is Vamanadev.
Vamanadev.
The younger brother of Indra.
We saw in Dashavatara, right?
Correct. But here in this context, Vamanadev is one of the Adityas, Aditi Putra. So in that sense, he is also counted as demigod. Because he's coming in family of demigod, no? Okay, that's
it, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, please raise your hand. I think already raised.
Before Shobha Radhe Mataji makes a question, I wanted to make a point. See, it is said that traditionally, a Vishnu temple cannot exist. A Vishnu temple cannot exist without three people. Without Shivalinga, without Durga Devi, and without Navagrahas. Traditionally. But Srila Prabhupada knew it very well that if he installs this way, what happens is the people are going to get distracted towards all other things. So what did Prabhupada say? Just put my deity in the front. That's all. Acharya mam vijaniyam na avamanyeta karhichit na marte buddhi asuvieta sarva deva mayo guruhu. All the demigods reside within the body of Guru. So when you're offering obeisances to Guru, automatically we have offered obeisances to Shiva, Parvati, to the Navagrahas and every other demigod whose name also we may not know. Sarva Deva Mayo Guru. So this is genius of Srila Prabhupada. He knew that in Kali Yuga people will get distracted to all such things. So he simply established his deity and he said, let them take, I will be here. Amazing, right? Sarva Deva Mayo Guru. I appreciated the genius of Srila Prabhupada very much for this. Yes, Sargrish Shobha Radhe Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for always giving wonderful classes. They're always, I have a lesson to take home. So, Prabhuji, my today's question is, you were explaining about we listen in the lectures, various lectures, that we have to always make our mind like we have to think about only Krishna's lotus feet in everything, every time. So, Prabhu, we hear these things and my mind is so, I would say, Srila Prabhupada says, it's a rascal, I would say. It distracts very easily, Prabhu. Sometimes, even doing japa in the morning, there are so many distractions, Prabhu. Concentrate again and again, I bring it back into the feet of lotus feet of Krishna, hearing the chanting Maha Mantra till it goes here and there, Prabhu. So, any... we have to practice, but Prabhu, any tips or I would not tips any I know
wanted
blessings
some way how to fix it.
Yes,
something
yes,
fix it in bhakti. I was recently attending a Srimad Bhagavatam class in the temple by His Grace Radhesham Prabhu. I found an amazing point. I'll just share that as it is. This was a very good thing for my personal application, and I immediately implemented it. He said that when you serve the deities, when you serve the deities of the Lord, that's why deities are kept in the center of every temple's yatra. And every grihastha is also told to keep deities. So when you serve deities, two things happen. The deities increase your taste for hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, number one. And number two, because we get into the finer details in serving the deities, we have to do it very attentively. We cannot just do a wishy-washy, half-hearted job. You have to be very attentive to details. What happens is the deities increase your concentration and they prevent you from deviating your mind even in Bhagavatam. So you can hear Bhagavatam with pinpoint attention, fixed attention, number two. So when you hear Srimad Bhagavatam nicely, then we can do the Sankirtan Dharma, that is chanting very nicely. Without good hearing, we cannot do good chanting. Right? So this was a point for me and I implemented it. I immediately got into service of a deity and it worked. It really worked.
Thank you. Thank
so
you.
So this
Prabhu.
Is a point you can little, meditate. Yeah.
Sorry, Prabhu. I'm interrupting. I'm really sorry. You go ahead, Prabhuji.
Yeah. So this comes in Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani book of His Holiness Shivaram Maharaj. He mentions this point. So we are hearing a class from that subject matter. So this is something that immediately I applied, and I could see my chant attentiveness in Bhagavatam and my attentiveness in Japa both improved. So I'm just sharing the fresh realization just a few days back. I'm just sharing it immediately.
Prabhuji, sorry, little problem in my case, Prabhuji. I have two Vaishnav kids, little kids. So when it's always very difficult to serve DTs with the
proper... So you have how many DTs totally? Two more. Small DTs.
So Prabhuji, actually two kids and Jagannath Baldev, Subhadra Maharani ji at our place and Shri Giriraj ji. So it's not that Prabhu in pure state I am able to serve them. It's always a rush. Somebody, little one is crying. It's like a mess in the morning, prasadam and all that. So not able to do that with that concentration. So what can I do in this case, Prabhuji?
See, whatever given allotted time, given resources, available slot, you do your best in that and Krishna will give you more. Many of them, I've heard, got many students whose lives were so busy and people are saying, Prabhu, there's no time to do bhakti at all. I just told them, value what Krishna has given you right now. If you value what Krishna has given you, Krishna will give you more. So the time, energy and facility that Krishna has given you that much, whatever you got, you value that and do your best that time and Krishna will give you more. Okay?
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Her Grace Mitravinda. Yes. Mamata Mahi Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandvat Pranam. Always wish you. Very beautiful. Prabhuji, power-packed class. Prabhuji, I had a question similar to, you know, today's topic. So in is it okay? It is from 7th canto.
No problem.
So 7th canto, 5th chapter, you know, where we have this verse.
Prahlada and Hiranyakashipu talking to each
other. Yes.
Yeah.
So Shravanam Vishnu, Kirtanam
Vishnu, Smaranam Pad Sevanam, yes.
In Archanam, Prabhupada is mentioning that it is an offense to worship deity without worshipping Vaikuntha Diti Ganesha. So can you explain what is that?
I knew somebody will ask me this question. I knew it. It comes in NOD also. There are 32 Seva Aparadas which are mentioned in Garuda Puran, in Padma Puran, like that. Prabhupada lists one after the other the different Seva Aparadas. So in that, one of the Seva Aparadas is not to worship. To worship, we should always have Ganesh. But we have Narasimhadev, the deity of Ganesh, right? The deity of Ganesh is with us. That's why Prabhupada installed Narasimhadeva every time. So in one sense, what we are doing is, for Vigna Harta part, for removing the Vignas, we have Narasimhadeva. Sarva Bhakti Vigna Vinashak Lakshmi Sri Narasimhadeva Bhagwan ki.
Jai. Jai. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
So that's taken care of, yes.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Okay. Thank you all very, very much for giving me an opportunity. I'm sorry if it would have become too technical.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Sorry, I did not raise my hand, Prabhu. So can I?
No problem. Sure.
So, Prabhu, thank you very much, Prabhu, for enlivening class and an important topic about how to we see demigods, in what perspective we have to see. Prabhu, in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, you know, yes, we have to parasparam, right? We have to worship them.
Parasparam bhava yantaha. Correct. Both the demigods and I've brought these two living creatures. Yes, correct.
In that section, but in the third chapter itself, where does the Lord connect back? You know, just worshipping me is satisfying all the demigods also. Does he directly connect to that way, Prabhuji, in third chapter itself?
Yes. So the third chapter systematically develops, Prabhu.
Uh-huh.
There is first mentioned need of karma. Second, karma kanda. Mm-hmm. Then karma yoga, then nishkama karma yoga.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a gradual development. The true nishkama karma yoga sadhana bhakti is given in the fifth chapter, where Krishna says, Bhoktaram yajna tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram suhridam sarva bhutanam nyatvamam shanti mrichati. Know me to be the enjoyer of everything. So that for the topic to evolve and to grow, it takes two more chapters. So in the fifth chapter, 29th verse, the conclusion, Krishna clearly says that it has to be done for my pleasure. So third chapter is a very elementary topic which starts with for any layman. Because second chapter, what happens? Prabhupada also mentions, and also the acharyas mentioned, that Krishna just quickly brushes up giving everything. So that's why Arjuna was he was indecisive, he was confused. So then he had to systematically explain everything. So third chapter is still growing. So what verse you are quoting is from the section of Karma Kanda. Above that is Karma Yoga. Above that is Nishkam Karma Yoga. Above that is Nishkam. Then there is fourth chapter is about Yajna. That is Jnana. Through knowledge. And then connecting all of these together, there is Nishkama Karma Yoga Sadhana Bhakti, which is called Buddhi Yoga, which is the fifth chapter. So in that conclusion, Krishna does mention this. The 5.29. So the conclusion that you are expecting, that comes at the end of fifth chapter, because the topic is gradually going up. First there comes numbering, then there is addition, the addition, subtraction. That's how mathematics grows, right? Mm-hmm. We cannot expect integral calculus to come in first standard. It comes in the 12th standard, 12th grade, right?
See now.
Yeah, it comes. So mm-hmm. he's gradually building it up, and fifth chapter it comes. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna.
Can you please explain a little bit about karma bandhan, little more in detail? Because I felt it's such a subtle thing. It is very subtle thing. What is karma bandhan? I'll just conclude with this. Yes, karma bandhanaha means to get attached, the work that keeps you attached in this material world. That is called karma bandhan. The work that keeps you attached to this material world. Why? Because it is the mentality that keeps you attached. Why did we come to this material world? We came to this material world with a mentality to enjoy separately from Krishna. But when we do karma, disconnecting it from Krishna, then we are doing it for our enjoyment, right? And because our enjoyment mentality is increasing through that karma, we are getting bound more to this. So if you don't have a mentality to please Krishna, you have to do it for somebody's pleasure. And anybody else's pleasure except Krishna's pleasure is going to bind us to this material world. And that is called karma bandhana. Okay.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Ji Radhishyam Prabhuji ki jai, Ji Sanatan Prabhuji ki jai, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ki jai, Jai Jai Nityananda, Jai Jai Gauranga, Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. Powerful class Prabhuji, we learn so many things. Hari Hari Gauranga, Koti Koti Danpat Pranam to your sincere seva.
Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, dear devotees, is there anybody having any more questions for Prabhuji?
Prabhuji, what is Nishkam Karma?
Nishkam Karma means to do the work without having a desire to enjoy the fruits. And we will be able to practically practice this only when we do bhakti. Without doing bhakti, one cannot practice Nishkam Karma. It's not possible. Because Bhukti, Mukti, Siddhi, Kami, Shokale, Ashanta, Krishna Bhakta, Nishkama, Atheva, Shanta. It's only Krishna Bhakta you can be Nishkama. So Krishna will make you realize that you cannot be Nishkama without being a Bhakta. That's both are synonymous. Synonymous. The last question which is asked by our dear Gaurdas Prabhu, I would like to take that and I guess we'll conclude. I have another meeting at 6, it's already 6:05. Prabhuji, there's a question that Krishna resides in the heart of everybody. Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hriddesh Arjuna Tishtati. Brahmyan Sarva Bhutani Yantrarudani Maya. But he also says, Naham Tishtami Vaikunte Yoginam Hriddeshuva Tatra Gayanti Mad Bhakta Tatra Tishtami Narada Yatra Gayanti Mad Bhakta. So Krishna, how is this contradicting? Krishna says, I'm in everybody's heart. Hogi Yogi Hriddana Gamyam. I'm saying that also. Then why he is saying that I stay where the devotees sing my glories? So the answer to this question is Krishna's is actually everywhere. Lord is now right now. Lord is here in this wall. He's there. Sarvata pani padam tat sarvatokshi shiron mukham. But he can be realized very nicely. He can be realized very nicely when there is exhibition of devotion. So we offer panchang pranam to Vaishnavas, but we offer ashtang pranam to great souls. Why? Because there is a place where Krishna is more present. So Krishna says, where I immediately go is when my sankirtan happens. Gajendra called me, Narayan Akhila Guru Bhavan Namaste, I immediately went there. Draupadi called me, hey Krishna, hey Yadav, hey Dwarka Vasin, hey Gopi Janavallabha, I immediately came there. So Ajamil called Narayana, he was not even a devotee, but still I sent Narayana. He called me with four letters, so I sent four people. Immediately rescue this guy, whoever he is. He's not a devotee, but rescue him. He's calling out for me. So that is why the kirtan has power. So wherever kirtan is there, Lord is surely present. And he's more vibrantly present. And you can experience the presence of Lord in the kirtan more than in being in the presence of Lord. That is what Uddhava also realized, finally. And Uddhava said, I am the Kirtan of Gopis, when they are glorifying Krishna, I am able to experience Krishna more here than being present personally with Krishna in Dwarka. That is the power of Sankirtan that glorifies this. Okay, thank you all very much for inviting me and accepting my humble service. Thank you all very much. Vansha Kalpatarubhishti Pripasadho Devacha Dhanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Tantraj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Jagadgurushla Prabhupada Ki Jai Hasta Gaur Bhakta Vrind Ki Jai Kripa Sangha Bhakta Vrind Ki Jai.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thank you. I saw your DDC.